finally, since I was running late this morning, just now started recording for the archive. So
running late this morning. Anybody who's listening right now to the archives, yes, you'll notice a trend here.
Hey, listen, I went from being here after the show started to being here just before the show started. And by goodness, next week, since you're not going to be here,
hopefully you'll be here before the show starts.
Matt, please, on Friday, remind me to check the traffic report.
Sure.
Since I come from the other side of New Mexico.
Matt, next week, I'm going to be up in New Jersey getting our next store on the East Coast open.
Okay.
And so Ken needs to be reminded.
Remind Ken.
Responsibility on Saturday, too.
So the point of the show is to educate and entertain more on the really entertaining ourselves level. As most of you that have listened to the show for any period of time know. But from time to time, we will actually educate you in some way, shape, or form. And we actually have a kind of interactive show today because we're talking in terms of our theme, at least this week, is basically these websites that are very helpful. And there's 600 million, billion, gazillion websites out there now?
No, there's two more from yesterday, so plus two.
Yeah.
Websites Working for You is actually the title of the show.
Which is very weak, by the way. Websites Working for You. That's...
How about Websites Get You Some?
Yeah, there you go.
You like that one?
How about Wonderful and Wacky Websites from Willy Wesley Wabbit named Matt Bawa?
Do we have space for that?
Something. Anyway, we've got on our website, datadoctors.com, you click on the radio show section, you'll see all of today's offerings, Geek Speak of the Week, Free Download of the Week, Download of the Week. It's not necessarily free anymore, is it? And all the resources that we have for you to consider as websites you may or may not know about to learn something new. But really what we want you to do is both email and call in what you think would be helpful for others to know about, some obscure website. Now, the difference, I mean, if you're going to call us and say, hey, there's this great place where you can buy something at a good price. We don't want that.
There's a million places like that. We're looking for something a little bit more off the beaten path that's useful.
Informational, yeah. Informational sites. Like one of my favorites, and I was just showing my daughter this just before I got here to the show. Babelfish is a free service from the now forgotten search engine known as AltaVista.
AltaVista.
Remember when AltaVista was the king of the search engines?
They had like a little mountain thing on as their logo, and they were the cool.
They should now call themselves Hasta La Vista.
Well, there is somebody who kind of did that. Yeah.
So anyway, Babelfish is a online language translator that you can use. Like, we've got some Italian exchange students that are coming back for a second visit with us. They stayed with us last summer. And I showed my daughter, look, type whatever you want and say I want to translate this from English to Italian. And it will translate it, including all of the special characters. And
how do you translate, like, let me throw one out and see if you can help me here. Like, rigatoni.
I think in Italian it's rigatoni.
And, like, how about this one? Mozzarella.
Probably mozzarella.
Jeez. See,
I don't know.
You're
tough.
Good.
It's tough,
you speak. I didn't know you spoke. I'm such good Italian.
Well, now I'm a quadrilingual because of Babelfish. So that's just one of many, many, many. So if you've got ideas that you want to share with us, we'll take a look at them off the air. And if we like them, we'll add them to our resources. And we'll spread the news throughout the radio world that is the Data Doctor's Computer Corner.
Here's how you share your knowledge. 602-277-5827. 277-KTAR is the number. Or through our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and find the links to make a suggestion. More Computer Corner back after this.